Got your breath back, though. I mean,
I got my breath back.
We don't want you gasping for air here. Right?
No.
So down to the final weekend, a lot on the line here. How much has that been part of the conversation this week?
Well, obviously, the guys know the situation. You know, the nice thing is you're going in the last weekend with still a chance to win a league title. And for these kids, they've won three before. And, you know, it's obviously a special time for the seniors. Our seniors have had a tremendous impact on the program, what they've been able to accomplish. And you hope that they can go out in a real positive note over the course of the weekend.
With four teams in the mix, the tiebreakers can come into play. How much have you studied that or paid attention to that?
I didn't even know what they are, to be honest. I haven't even looked at it. So the bottom line for us is, you know, we can't control that other than what we do on Friday and Saturday night. So, you know, for Friday, it's just trying to keep Penn State behind us. And win on Friday, we're able to do that. And then, you know, hopefully on Saturday night, then we're in a position to do something. But like we were at the end of January, we're in a position to control, you know, what we can control, and that's winning games. Winning games takes care of everything.
I'm sure you'd rather have it wrapped up at this point, but as a coach, is it so fun to be in this point, or is it more stressful?
Well, it's certainly more fun to be in the position where you're still playing for it than not being at this point. So we knew the league was going to be much more compressed this year. Michigan State's made a great run here the second half, and Hildebrand's been outstanding. Obviously, we've seen the strides Penn State's made during the course of the season. So it'll be a great test. I'm looking forward to it. I think our kids are answering the bell most nights. And, you know, it's every journey's different. It's been a little meandering journey with this group. But hopefully we can end it on a very positive note.
How much of a benefit is it that you played them about a month ago?
Well, I think we have a pretty good understanding of the way they play. Both games were very competitive. You know, one-goal games right down to the wire. Obviously, you know, we like the ability to play at home. We've been a pretty good team on the big rink all year.
Forward lines, you locked in or not?
There's not much. I mean, Connor actually had surgery yesterday, so he's obviously finished for the year, and, you know, he should be back and ready to go when September rolls around. But I feel bad for Connor, what he's had to go endure, and, you know, one more injury. And we just felt at this point that it'd be better for him just to go ahead and have the surgery so he's healthy when next year rolls around.
Have you talked to him? Do you know what his frame of mind is?
I have not talked to him, no. He had the surgery yesterday, but I have not talked to him.
Okay. Same doctor, same
Colorado. He went out to see La Plata.
Was it the same type of injury, MCL, ECL?
I'm not at liberty to say.
You talked about the meandering. How do you break that at this time of year, especially you get into kind of trance? Is that a tough?
You got a book I can read? You know what? When we're playing our best, obviously goaltending is critical. You have to have good goaltending. Our taking care of the puck is important. When we start throwing it away, we're not very good. Giving up the odd man rushes, you know, playing hard at point of contact with the puck, you know, that's critical. And when we're on our game, those are the things that we're doing, and we're not, all of a sudden, you know, we're careless with the puck. We're throwing it away, giving up, odd man rushes. So, taking care of the puck is so important this time of year. And that's, you go back to Saturday, we just turned it over far too many times. And when you do that, you become an easy team to play against.
You've mentioned throughout the last month or so that you have your seniors who are playing well, are kind of playing for their lives down in their college career. How do you get the rest of the team?
Well, I thought, like Kluse's line, I thought that was the best they've played in a while. I thought they were good at Ohio State. They had an impact in both games, and, you know, that was really good to see. That has to continue. I thought Izzy's line was real good on Friday, not as good on Saturday. And so you get to this point that, I mean, you got to have everybody play well. I mean, you just can't come down to in March where, you know, you have a handful of guys that are playing really well and then a handful of guys that have had a rough game. Now we got to have everybody play to the way they're capable of playing and give yourself a chance to win. And, you know, we know Penn State's a good team. They're a veteran team, they're an older team, and they're not an easy team to play against. And, you know, obviously, trying to get the first goal is going to be important, something that we've talked about, and getting off to a good start in the first periods.
What's the last three weekends? What do you try to do to get off to a better start? Okay.
On Saturday?
Yeah.
Light some firecrackers before we go in? I don't know. You know what? But that's a lot of college hockey. You get to this time of year when teams are pretty even. There's a lot of splits. You know, the team that wins the first night, maybe they let their guard down a little bit, and the team that loses, there's a little bit more desperation in their play. And that's why you see that happen a lot in college. college hockey. It's not like you play a team Friday and then 2 days later you move on to the next team. You have to be back and play that same team. But it still gets back to, you know, playing the right way and managing the puck and coming up, try to have a, you know, good, strong first period because it's a lot easier to play with the league.
Any scoreboard watching this weekend?
No, you know what? It's just all about we do. I mean, we do know that the Saturday game is at 4 o'clock, so that'll be over before we need to play. It's just, I'm looking forward to this weekend because both games are at 7 o'clock. We're in our natural routine. But to me, more than anything else, just this weekend's about the seniors and what they've done and what they've meant. And, you know, you can go through a lot of the classes here at the University of Minnesota. Not many have won 3 titles. Not many have been a couple Frozen Fours. Been the NCAAs every year. And they've just meant a lot to the program. They're all program guys. You know, some of them probably, we had some guys who could have left after last year, likely to come back because of what the program means. And, you know, I'm just grateful for this group of seniors and how loyal they've been, how much they've meant to our program. And, you know, when they come back years from now with their kids, they're going to go look up the rafters and say, you know what, I was a part of those championship teams.
Thanks, Jeff.